Good morning. It's Thursday, August 19th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Today is Independence Day in Afghanistan. The world is watching to see whether the occasion will be marked by protests against the Taliban, who now control the country. Wednesday brought more chaotic scenes at the Kabul airport. Evacuations are proceeding slowly, with thousands of Americans still waiting to get out. The Pentagon says it can fly out up to 9,000 people a day, but first they have to get past Taliban checkpoints to reach the airport. More than 2,000 people have now died in Haiti as the country struggles to grapple with damage from a major earthquake and a tropical depression. The magnitude 7.2 earthquake destroyed more than 7,000 homes and damaged more than 12,000, leaving about 30,000 families homeless, according to official estimates. The damage was amplified by Tropical Depression Grace, which caused mudslides and some rivers to swell, cutting off most remote villages from getting any aid at all. It's unclear how and when they could receive it. The man accused of assaulting a coffee shop owner and three Portland police officers is now back in jail. Jordan Locke failed to appear in court to face charges from the incident. A judge hasn't said why he allowed the release so quickly after the initial arrest in the case. But Locke can't be released now since he defied the court's compliance order. Court documents also claim he has mental health issues. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting more than 2,100 new coronavirus cases in the state and 11 more deaths. Right now, 850 Oregonians remain hospitalized with COVID-19. More than a quarter of the patients are in the ICU. Doctors say 94% of Oregon's ICU beds are now full with COVID patients, most of them unvaccinated. There's new evidence that COVID vaccines lose effectiveness over time. Federal health officials are now recommending booster shots for Americans 8 months after becoming fully vaccinated. The World Health Organization, however, warns this could deprive the rest of the world that does not have initial doses yet. American officials say they feel they can both give boosters to Americans and help vaccine supplies around the globe. Five local superintendents joined us to discuss the return to school in our COIN 6 Town Hall special, Kids, Class, and Coronavirus. We discussed everything from COVID vaccinations to mask mandates for the start of the new school year. If you missed it, you can watch the entire special right now on COIN.com, and it'll re-air this Saturday at 9 p.m. on Portland CW. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting our website or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite pod. Talk to you tomorrow.